Voice Radio.
Believe it.
Listen to the Cab Voice Radio inside virtually yours here on the Friday evening, right here on CabVoiceRadio.org. We've got Kirk Brown in the house, and tonight's session we're going to be talking about attitude and self-image. Self-image. That's attitude and self-image. Big deal. Vibes up! And we're going supersonic inside the house tonight. We're setting the gold standard for attitude and self-image. That's the gold standard inside being locked down for COVID-19 and beyond. Oh yeah, Kirk Brown doing his thing. Vibes up. This is what I'm saying. What is your attitude and your self-image? Because that is the gold standard in the cyber world right now, as far as you being locked down. Many things have transpired in the last several months, 3 to 4 months, that we've been on lockdown. And I was thinking, how can I help in this scenario? Well, the one thing I had to do is start looking at myself. Because prior to COVID, I was in cyberspace doing work, from being a professor to doing online courses and teaching courses online, speaking to people globally using the international gold standard of mindset mastery that allowed my attitude and self-image to soar as the gold standard in the cyber world. So I said, let me share it a little bit. I got a call from a young lady who asked me, your resilience is powerful. How do you do it? I said, well, I could tell you, but it's an experiential moment that you have to practice. You see, the first thing that I recognize about me over the years after going through thick and thin is that I'm the most important value in the universe. So that is the standard of gold that I set myself at because I need to stay liquid. Meaning, if my attitude drops below a certain percentile, then my body gets involved, my enzymes get involved, my stomach gets involved. So no matter what is happening, I work very hard. And as a practitioner of that circumstance over the years, I have a positive attitude in the midst of chaos. That's number one. How I feel about myself when I look in the mirror and when people talk to me is number two. Very important. Two important values that you can leave cyberspace with. As a matter of fact, it's the two transient values that you have now. Because when you're in lockdown and you're in your home with people around you, you have to take a second look at what those relationships look like. And sometimes it's one of the most hurtful things in the world. I've been trying to find this tune by Ruby Text, but I couldn't find it because I think that song summarizes this moment. A stranger in my house. And if he's listening in, I hope he can drop it in my email and text me and say, hey, it's in your email. But without that, and without understanding that some of the people in your home are strangers, you'll not be able to have a positive attitude about them. But you have to be honest about it. That doesn't mean because they're strangers, they have to remain strangers. This is the best time to get to know the people in your circle. The best time to practice self-image value proposition into the positive sector of your lifestyle. It's a very important value. You know, someone said to me that diamonds are really expensive and it's the most valuable thing in the world. And I said, diamonds are valuable because we created the standard, the gold standard for what diamonds mean. When they were in the earth, you got to consider something. And you're given something that has to mold itself through a high velocity of pressure to become what they call a precious metal. So if you're looking for a diamond, start with you. Because you're a diamond standard. And you're a gold standard to be a diamond. Because that's the highest level. You're going for the gold. I think Kurt Brown wrote a song about it. And you have to start practicing the things that you believe in. Don't be so tightwad. Don't think that people have to give you permission. Give yourself permission in the midst of chaos with the strangers around you to become spontaneous, to become the person that you know you need to be, because you know that tough times never last, only tough people do. And you know that you're going to keep that at the back of your mind. You're going to become a practitioner of the behavior that is required to help you. And I know it's difficult. I'll tell you my personal story, and then you see if you can relate. For years, there were many times from high school and beyond that I had to become that person who goes through the rough toil. I had to go to school without shoes. I was beaten with a strap by the headmaster of the school when I didn't understand something in mathematics. It seemed to me that anytime you did something wrong, you got whipped. Somebody called it whooped. But if your attitude falls below a certain level, you get angry, and that anger creates a mentality that makes you think you're worthless. All of the things that you can think about, I've been told about myself. And I got up one morning early in my young age, and I stepped outside of myself and I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. It didn't work out. It didn't quite work out. But one day in high school, I was very upset with a guy. Treated me poorly. And I was about to go after him when I felt a flip across the lunchroom. I didn't know what that was. But I had just met the first monk that I didn't know existed. And he taught me how to calm my negative attitude and self-image through martial arts. So it wasn't about learning how to fight. It was about learning how to be centered and understand your value, not just your current value, but your eternal value inside of understanding what a positive attitude and a positive self-image can do for you right now. And in back then, it was then for me. And when I was finished with his course, I thought I was clear. I was free. Then another guy shows up and he says, I watch you work with him. I'm going to teach you Kung Fu. And he was a nice guy. He lived not too far from me, not even too far from where little Rick lived. So he taught me, he was a brass fit. And he schooled me on different things. But I'm saying all that to say in this moment, inside of this section of this conversation, that two formulas that were used for me to be able to move from a negative progression in my life to a positive progression was the utilization of martial arts. Number two, taking your educational model and creating a practitioner response of it. Do you own the behavior and the belief system that you have to help generate and sustain an attitude and self-image that is positive to help you keep the gold standard right now in the cyber world? Remember where you come from. My grandmother always yelled. And she said to me one day, if you have a problem with me, please go hit your head on that coconut tree and see if it responds. That was her way of telling me, if you're being rude and having a bad attitude with me and thinking that you can curse at me or carry on all you want, and you hit your head on that coconut tree, you're going to get knocked out. So you won't have the opportunity to talk to me like that manner. That was her formula for me. And I loved it. Now I edify people who edify me today. It's a very important thing in your household when you're locked down in cyberspace. How do I treat every person in my space positively? First of all, I fix in me. Let me relax my mind. Breathe well. And it's not easy to breathe well. It's a conundrum going on. That's why you have to relax. Someone asked me, what do I know about COVID? I said, I only know what I read. I don't know if I agree with everything I read because the mathematics of social norms does not meet the requirement. But I will say this. I know that it came after your breath. Now, trying to remain calm and have a good attitude while you're trying to breathe is a very difficult scenario. I was going to say a chore, but it's not a chore. It's a very important thing because if you do not breathe, you're not living. And I've watched all the videos with all the professionals who are giving you examples on how to fix the phlegm when it shows up in your space. And sometimes, I hate to say it, you have people in your life that are trying to choke you, choke your attitude, provoke your self-image to prevent you from living the gold standard life. That should be your formula. Understanding your value, number one. Number two, how to master the pro tools in your arsenal. That's the sweetness. of who you are. That goes way beyond the value. So if I can encourage you today, in terms of this conversation, while you're on lockdown in virtuality, or lockdown anywhere in the world, manage the equity that you know. Remember who you are, where you come from. And if you don't know who you are, call a friend that has been telling you for generations who you are. You just refuse to believe. Stick around. We're going to come right back. We're going to give you the opportunity to hear this tune from Edwin Yerwood to remind you that you're sweet. Don't give that up. Stick around. Yeah. It's like nitro. What you're doing with your mindset is you're elevating it to a place where you can blow your self-image up in proportion to your value. Where when you look in the mirror, I don't know if many of you saw the Barra movie when it was made. I got a chance to see it privately, and I'm very excited about that. But the takeaway message for me was, how do you see yourself in this moment, in this time, when you are on lockdown and trying to make a living, to trying to make an earning. This is what your attitude should be. Number one, if you have an entrepreneur that can help you to relate to what your value is while you're in lockdown, pay them to help you so that they can reimburse, or what do I say, cycle money back into your space as an opportunity matrix. Stop begging for stuff and deedifying the value of yourself and others. It's a very important thing. Yes, I know. When you come to the table, have a value that is good for you and good for the other party, always. So if you want to be comfortable in your house during lockdown, if you want to be comfortable, period, learn how to breathe easy. Participate in behaviors that will help your mind to flow cogently. Very important, in my opinion. Now, as we get ready to lock this show down, we're going to let you know one thing. I'll let you know one thing. I've supported the notion of training people to have this kind of understanding and attitude, and they're growing fast. And it gets me excited to see them do this thing that I tell them to do. What I'm sharing with you now, part of that. Put strategic thinking behind everything you do. We can talk more about that on the next show. But in closing, I will say this. When your attitude and self-image becomes a gold standard, inside of chaos, you can take that knowledge anywhere, whether chaos is raining or whether it's sunshine and paradise type weather. What it will do is perpetually soar your spirituality. You will become a spirited, sustainable value in creation. Now, I know a lot of you are saying that this show can't be over, but I'm trying to keep to the word. I'm trying to keep to the standard. I am trying not to go over my own time. I am looking at managing the equity of my daily, weekly, monthly, hourly value as a carbon-based unit during the storm season. Because I know that spring and summer will cycle, and I want to be ready to enjoy when we are sprung from COVID. I'm very excited for this moment inside of this session. I want to let you know that you can visit this website, elevate.aubreyspeaks.net, to get more information and details on how you can build out your self-image and your attitude. It's a course designed with 10 steps. The people on the ground who I've mentioned are graduates, not locally only, but internationally. We will be posting more information on some of those people and what they've done, what they're doing, who they are. Some of them will surprise you. Speak well of other people. If you can't speak well, or if you have a problem with someone, the question becomes to post or not to post. Because a lot of you are up on social media. I've been watching it for quite some time because I went through my own storm, going through my own storms, and I'm staying solid on the goal of getting sprung from this chaos just like you. It's important to understand the forecast methodology that you have in place for yourself in terms of your attitude and self-image. Elevate.aubreyspeaks.net is the website. The modules are on there because we try to make it affordable for everyone to get sprung, to get the knowledge base that they need. You can go on and you can look, and when it's fully updated, we will keep you abreast of what is going on inside of this moment. Some of you are asking, how do I get started? Some of you are asking, why this now? And you're looking at some of the people who have taken the course, and they're very supersonic minded. Don't be jealous of those people. Don't be jealous of people in any situation. unless you are willing to inherit their pain to power. Some of you can't stand pain, but you can manage jealousy. I don't get it, but that's an attitude and a self-image issue when you are jealous, when you are hateful, when you are greedy, when you are jealous of anything, and when you are behaving in your role in a professionally stupid manner. Stupidity equates to a self-image problem, a spiritual issue. Perhaps this conversation can continue on Sunday inside Spirituality in the Mix. Want to give a couple of people shout outs right now as we get ready to close this bad boy out. I want to give a big up to this young lady I call Lucine. Athena Lucine, a spiritual treasure in the changing course of time. Sheridine Skeet, a value entrepreneur in the island of Barbados. She is an artist musically. She's an artist in terms of fine arts, drawing, t-shirts, books, book covers, all of these different things. These are some of the people that will take care of you, that will work with you. Corey Jordan, Starway Productions, an energy like none other on the face of the earth, living underground in Barbados. These are some of the people that I'm mentioning inside of this 30-minute segment. And I know a lot of you are saying, man, you're going supersonic. I wish this was not going to end, but it has to in this moment for this show. Join me on Sunday for Spirituality in the Mix, where we'll continue some pieces of this conversation related to you. We are spiritually gifted. We are spiritual beings. Let's continue the conversation. Let's look at the value that we represent as the change agents on the earth. Yeah, I'm telling you, we're getting ready to close. Stick around. Coming your way right now. Biggie Irish, compliments of Starway Productions. And of course, you know, we don't own the rights to all this music, but I'm going to let you know, we love the artist and we want you to tell you this. This is the message for playing the music inside of these moments. Find the artist if the song hits you, because it's going to help you manage the equity of your mindset, mastery, and attitude. This is the time to buy into these guys. No, I'm not being paid by them to say this, but I appreciate the work. I appreciate the sustainable value. Even if they don't appreciate me, I appreciate what they're doing. Because remember, many of you don't appreciate God inside of the spirituality moment, but guess what? God appreciates you. Stick around. Spirituality. Keep us on the lock. We're not over. We're just doing the show. See you next week. Stay tuned on Sunday. Yeah.